Good morning. 7:53 a.m. Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. Oh, it is a glorious, glorious morning. It is low 60s, 62, 64, somewhere in there. There's a nice little breeze blowing. It's cool. It's pleasant. It's just lovely. It's just lovely. So, hi, 2 days in a row. I don't know if I'll have 3 days in a row. I have a 7:45 doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, which means if I'm going to walk, I have to walk around 6:30. Maybe I can manage that. Maybe I can't. We will see. Tomorrow is, as they say, another day. It is a full day tomorrow in terms of treatment and appointments and assorted stuff. Today is a very light day, something I am looking forward to. Radiation around noon. It's a quick in out. Yesterday was supposed to be a quick in out, but unfortunately the radiation oncologist wanted to meet with me and find out how I'm doing after my second day. It's going. I got the instructions on what portions of my body I need to moisturize to keep the radiation from cracking my skin open. Just, you know, one of the good things. I also have to do baking soda rinse. Mouthwash to guard against dry mouth. Need to brush my teeth too. I'm brushing my teeth 3 to 5 times a day. I didn't get them before I left. I have peanut butter toast mouth right now. But I suspect my wife will be awake. I'll be able to brush my teeth when I get back. So yeah, it's the treatment itself doesn't seem to be too onerous. I haven't had any nausea other than a quick little period of uncertainty yesterday morning. I took the recommended first dose of anti-nausea medicine and it went away. I don't know if it was just, you know, a certain amount of normal kind of reflux or if I had chemo-induced nausea or what, but one pill, took it, done. Haven't had a problem since. Had a Big Mac for lunch. No, Whopper for lunch yesterday. It was delicious. I'm allowed to pretty much eat anything I want right now. I'm still being careful on high glycemic index foods. I'm still eating whole wheat bread. I'm still not chowing down on cookies. I am having maybe a little extra fruit, high in fructose, but whole fruit is also high in fiber, which is good. And I have to say, I felt, I was like, all right, I'm going to get to go for a walk today. That was what I was thinking. I was thinking, I get to go for a walk today. I'm going to go for a walk because it's a beautiful morning. And I feel like a little squirrel on crack or something here this morning for some reason. I did get my newsletter out. I forgot to do it yesterday. I usually do it the day before and put it in a schedule. For those who have sent me well wishes, I apologize for not having replied to all of them. It's been amazing. I should probably just put together a little quick cut and paste and let everybody know I appreciate their responses. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I won't. Who knows? I don't know. Should have gone out earlier this morning. The The World of Warships game updated today. So their servers are down. Or they were down. They're up now. But I knew if I started playing, I wouldn't walk. And I wanted to walk. So I'm walking. I'll play the game when I get home. Played a little Factorio this morning. I got two games going. I'm rethinking that. Because they're two different games. One on my chemo machine and one on my desktop. And switching between them, the desktop one, not too surprising. The next desktop one is more advanced. And switching between them is a little bit disorienting. But it does make me think about what I'm doing in each game, so maybe I'll leave it. I can reconcile the two. I can put them on the Steam cloud and then open them in either game if I want to. Open them on either platform. And I might do that. Just because it cuts down on my cognitive load and lets me move the game along a little bit faster. There's a lot of grind in the early game, so there's a guy who runs a masterclass on online on YouTube, and he has blueprints for just about everything you can think of. And it's challenging because his blueprints are based on a specific layout of the game. He creates city blocks, 100 by 100 city blocks, that help organize the chaos that would otherwise be pure spaghetti. And the challenge with Factorio, particularly for a new player, is understanding how big the layout is, how big the game gets, how much space you need to do all the things. I know when I first started playing, I was like, okay, we're going to set this up. This is going to be good. Set this up. This will be good. Set this up. Well, okay, that's a problem. We're going to move this. And so, just basically two or three stages of prep work to get things queued up so that you're not constantly struggling to find enough iron or enough copper or green circuits or whatever the piece is that you need but can't, but don't have in your inventory. Right now I'm carrying around thousands of stone pavers so I could put down trail to mark out. Sprinkler blowing in the wind. Hello. Hi. If the day were a little warmer, that would have been refreshing. As it was cold water. So anyway, yeah, hi. I talked about, in the newsletter, I pimped out Eric Schubach's series Elfed, Elfed in New York. It's really cute. There's only two books. I'm a little, it was a good series. I enjoyed it. I read both the books. I'm looking forward to the third book. It was fun. It was very fun. Right now I'm reading Drew Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. And it's a book, it's a series. It starts, the book's first one is NPCs. And it is Lit RPG, of course. But it has a particular twist. It's a, I won't tell you what the twist is, because it's a bit of a spoiler. You'll discover as you go. But it is a unique take on, as far as I can tell, a unique take on the lit RPG genre. The game part of it itself is pretty straightforward. The portal part is the interesting bit. So I'll leave it at that. It's a lot of fun. I just picked up fourth book? I think it's the fourth book. And I started reading it this morning while I was eating my toast. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. And I'll fess up. I don't know if Dave mentioned it in his monologue, but Sunday when I walked with Dave. Dave came down from Wyoming. Guy drove an hour to walk with me. And an hour back. With these gas prices. I'm truly blessed to have friends. But I was barely crawling. Yesterday I wasn't doing much better. Barely crawling. Today, I'm laughing. I'm a happy guy. Let me see if this is still recording, in which case I might not be laughing. No, still recording. Okay. 1:36. I finally broke down and moved to Amazon Prime Music. Yeah, it's weird because we consume so much Amazon. We are Amazon Prime customers. And the music is free to Prime customers, or at least some of it is. So they've been after me for months. You have an unused Prime benefit. Tune in now to find out. And I'm like, nah. And so, but, okay. I watch Prime Video. I can listen to Prime Music. Interface is a little clunky, but that's probably because I'm used to Pandora. It's probably less clunky than it feels like. Lots of choices. I'm not sure how to tune this station any better, but I'll work with it. Had some nice tunes. Got me pumped up for the first mile. Felt good. Felt real good. Okay, the sun is warm. I'm late enough in the morning that there's no shade on the side of the street. I'm going to cross to the other side and walk in the shade because I'm that kind of guy. So, yeah, disease. I don't know. I don't have anything really to say more about it. I think I've talked it through. I've got to do this mouthwash thing, which I'm not too thrilled about. I'm supposed to be doing tongue and swallowing exercises, but it's one of those. Okay, this is what the expert says I'm supposed to be doing to facilitate recovery on the other end. And part of me is going, recovery on the other end? What are we talking about? And apparently there's going to be some side effects later on, like week 2 and 3, 3 and 4, where swallowing becomes difficult because I don't have very much saliva and the mucus tissues in my throat will dry up, which sounds delightful. For some universe of meanings of delightful. Some bizarro world. So I'm pretty sure that doing things like the fluoride trays. Yeah, I have to do fluoride treatments, my own fluoride treatments every night. 10 minutes. I skipped one night, but I've done every night since. I was just too tired. I went to bed, slept. the other night. Slept like a log. It was great. No, it wasn't great. It was the night where it wasn't really terribly good. But I did go to bed early. I just said, screw it. And I have to accept that some days I'm just going to say, screw it. All right, we're going to have to cross the street. Doesn't matter which side I walk on now. See if I can keep from getting run over. Yeah, I think that 6 to 7 hour needs to be less about playing games and more about getting out on the walk. That's the one thing that both the radiation and the chemo people have said, is that whatever you can do, do it. When it comes to exercise. I'm thinking of getting back into my push-ups and squats. Because working on my upper body strength, working on my core, I'm way down. My weight is down. It's beautiful. It's like 162, 75 kilograms. And at that level, I think I mentioned the other day, at that level, my diabetes is well managed. My glucose is just a skosh high, but the A1C, I haven't had an A1C in a while. I have to get it, see if I can get them to do an A1C on one of my blood tests to see what it looks like. Because if the A1C has dropped below 6, and I anticipate that it might have because of the weight loss, that would be terrific. Now, if I can get stronger while I'm getting weaker, which seems weird, but even if I can't do 100 push-ups at the end of 7 weeks, even if I can only do 20. That's muscle mass I don't have. And muscle is heavier. So I can manage my weight by putting on extra muscles. I have to do the muscles in my neck. That's the thing that's going to be. It's kind of a pain in the ass. Takes a lot of time. If I could do it while I'm playing a game, you know, if it was just some sort of mindless, I've got to press my tongue against the roof of my mouth 80 times a day for 5 seconds each. Ten reps, eight sets. So I have to time it. I have to count it. I can't just sort of half-ass it. It's kind of a pain in the neck. But it's meant to reduce pain in the neck, so I suppose there's that. I have to see the speech therapist tomorrow, speech pathologist tomorrow. That's one of the meetings. Dietitian tomorrow. It's another of the meetings. Past the beating sun into the shade. Runners. High school cross country team, I guess. here I am. Look at me. Twenty minutes. Good enough. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.